So I'm here with Dave-O after a 1-0 away defeat in the league against Arlesey. Dave-O, you must be disappointed, not necessarily with the result, because you'll always lose games, but you must be disappointed with the manner of the performance today.
Yeah, I'm disappointed with the first half, to be honest, but I think we can't lose sight of the fact, you know, there's a lot happened to the club, there's a lot happened to the players. And putting a fixture on is a success in many ways. So, you know, I'm not going to hammer the lads. I thought, and then they turned up, they gave it a go. It didn't quite happen. We didn't really perform in an attacking sense like we have. We switched off once for their goal. They didn't really do anything other than that. And at the end of the day, they needed the points to sort of retain, you know, safety. We're mathematically safe, and that maybe they had that little edge on that. It didn't really show, because I thought the second half we... yeah, we was all over them, really. They had a few breakaways where we had to throw men forward, but we totally dominated the game, even when down to 10 men. You know, I'm not sure how much I can say, but referee performance, which was a strange, to say the least. And, it is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, and if we just go back to the first half for a second... much of nothing really the first half. You sort of started the brighter of the two sides, I thought, got on the ball quite well. There was a horrible wind for both teams, but there was a horrible swirly wind going across the pitch. Sort of cancelled anything you had out, and really it cancelled anything they had out. And you know, the goal came about from a strike at goal that took a massive deflection off of their striker. I don't know whether he's meant it or not. And it's found its way into, I don't even know if it was a top corner. It looked like almost the middle of the goal. And that was the only thing really that separated both sides at half time.
Yeah, it was just a deflected goal, wasn't it? It was a bit fortunate for them, but and unlucky for us. I thought we switched off from the short corner, which was the one disappointment, and then you can't really do much about the shot, and it was whether he meant it or not, he deflected it in well. So yeah, after that, you're right, we did start the game pretty well, and then it kind of petered out as a half. You said, you're right, it was a strong wind, we didn't really get our game going. It was a hell of a bobbly pitch, I've got to say that. We tried to play, but it didn't really happen for us in the first half, I thought.
And the one talking point, certainly around the ground in the first half, and you'll probably be able to clear up whether it's true or not, was the referee decision with one of their players, who supposedly was abusive towards him and managed to get away with that. I don't know if you know more than that.
Yeah, he openly admitted that a striker offered him a fight in the car park. It's just no place for that in football, for a start. And the one thing you can do as a referee or, you know, official, is to deal with it appropriately. He didn't. He just laughed it off. And, you know, the game carried on. He kept, you know, he's got been off the nine. Not a bad player, sort of a handful, but he kept sort of having a pop at him. Eventually, late in the half, I think he booked him. After speaking to their bench 6-7 times to calm him down. I mean, it just shouldn't happen. And then, just to compound it, later in the game, Ben Toy gets absolutely maimed. He's got his leg and was hanging off. And I shouted at the referee, and he's booked me for it. So, it wasn't just that. The referee gave some poor decisions throughout the game. Really poor performance. Which is a shame, because we had exactly the same when we came here last year. We had another situation where the referee kind of gifted them the game, if you remember. Give a penalty, which was never a penalty. And it just seems to be that we don't get much luck here with referees.
But without taking anything away from your lads, second half, I thought they battled really well. Definitely the better side in the second half, and it was almost a game of attack v defence, really, with just wave after wave of attack. and you know, on another day, sometimes one or two of those chances fly in, and you find yourself either nicking a point or winning the game. Unfortunately, today it wasn't quite to be.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't quite. Didn't quite get that final finish. You're right, it was wave after wave. We totally dominated it. Everything that they kicked up there, we controlled it. We came out from the back with it. And they had a few chances. They probably had better chances than us. We kept battering and battering and battering the door down, and we just never really carved that bit of magic up, which maybe a Rob Carr or a Simba might have done today and had that option, because we missed them today. They were unavailable, and just one of them days, I think.
And in terms of coming up, obviously you've got a week off, no fixture in midweek, and then you've got a home game against Marlow. I know it's a challenge in terms of what's going on at the moment, but are you training this week? Are you doing bits and pieces?
Yeah, we'll be working hard. One way or another, we'll do bits and pieces. So, yeah, we'll look forward to game next week. Is it Marlow, isn't it, next week? So they lost today, so they'll be gunning for it. They're sort of hanging on to their playoff spot, and they're a good side. So we'll have to perform a bit better than that. We've got another couple missing for various reasons next week. What can I do? I can't blame lads for having other things that they need to do on a Saturday now. They're good lads. I've got nothing but respect for every single one of them. Again, they've made a journey today, which is two and a half hours for some, and off their own back, and they've come here and they've conducted themselves properly, like we always do. Big thanks to the few supporters that came. You know, they were great as well. I'm sorry we didn't perform like we could and get the result we wanted, but please don't think anything but positively of the lads that are there, because they give me and they give the club absolutely an unbelievable service, in my opinion. And it's just a shame that we didn't get the result that I think they deserve. I think they got bigger hearts than anyone I've ever come across, so it's a shame that we didn't get the result. Let's hope we can move on to the next game and pick up something there.
Yeah, and from someone that's at most of your games, obviously I would second that in terms of the heart that they've got. I've seen that over recent games, and I've seen the games where you've come back from being behind in certain situations, so I would echo that. But unlucky today, obviously wanted to wish you best of luck for next Saturday as well.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks.